Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. There are a few of us, I would guess, that did not spend some time yesterday remembering the tragic events of September 11th, 2001, especially the death of almost 3,000 fellow Americans as our country observed the 15th anniversary of that turbulent and tragic day. I remember hearing what was happening that morning from this very pulpit, as Pastor Richard Ratke of St. Paul's, who was celebrating the first communion service of that year, was preaching. Indeed, then I went over to the student commons and watched the devastation unfold on TV in New York, at the Pentagon, and in a field in Pennsylvania. Everyone who was old enough, and I think you all qualify, everyone who was old enough to understand what took place was emotionally impacted by these events, sometimes in a very profound way. The falling of the Twin Towers can give us some sense of the devastation that Israel must have felt hearing the prophet Ezekiel, especially in the chapters leading up to our chapter that we just heard. Although Ezekiel is not widely read by most Lutherans, this visionary prophecy from 593 BC was widely known for warning Israel of the fast approaching destruction of the temple and also the destruction of the unfaithful in Jerusalem, as well as being a source of future hope among Jews during the exile in Babylon and certainly at the time of Jesus. Just two chapters before our reading, the word of Yahweh came to Ezekiel and said, "The guilt of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. The land is full of blood and the city full of injustice. As for me, my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. I will bring their deeds upon their heads." Then Ezekiel sees very vividly, and he records it in chapter 10, a 10th plague type of purge on the unfaithful of Israel. Everyone who was not marked, their life is ended. The chapter immediately before our reading then describes Ezekiel being shown the detestable things that are going on in Israel, even in the sacred temple of God. Ezekiel then sees the glory of Yahweh, Yahweh's very visible and tangible presence in the temple as the pre-incarnate Son. He sees the glory of Yahweh depart from the temple, in a sense preparing for its destruction. Why? The temple would be destroyed, an event that was even more devastating to the small nation of Israel than the massive Twin Towers falling in our own country 15 years ago. In a small way, we can empathize with the devastating loss that they witnessed. In light of all the devastation that Ezekiel sees and records in his prophetic vision leading up to our reading, it is somewhat surprising to hear the beautiful words of hope, the beautiful promise that is given in our text. "And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my rules and obey them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God." What a vivid metaphor of unbelief and faith. "I will remove the heart of stone and put a new spirit within them and give them a heart of flesh." The Lord knows that those who turn to wait from them cannot by their own reason or strength believe in him or come to him. Not only terrorists have hearts of stone, but also all of us by nature. None of us were conceived with a heart beating with faith in the true God. So God promises heart transplants by giving humans the Holy Spirit, who can change stone-hard hearts to hearts that vibrantly beat with faith in the true God. And this promise is so important, it is reiterated again to Ezekiel later in chapter 36 with an additional detail. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all of your uncleanness and from all of your idols. I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. What Israel had difficulty seeing in the midst of the destruction of the temple that happened a few years after Ezekiel received this prophecy was that God would fulfill this promise decades, centuries later, when he would come in the person of Jesus. The word of Yahweh who spoke with Ezekiel is the word made flesh, whose flesh became the new temple in which the glory of the Lord again dwelt. He is a man united with the Holy Spirit, who both conceived him and descended upon him at his baptism. A man who has a heart of flesh filled with faith, perfect trust in God. A man who walked perfectly in God's statutes. It was his perfect heart, his perfect life, his atoning death in our place as the Lamb of God that allows such grace that Ezekiel speaks of here in our text to be shown to so many stone-hearted people like us. It is this Jesus who gave the long-promised Spirit in baptism, the Holy Spirit who changes hearts of stone to be hearts of faith. Unless you are begotten of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And the Spirit accomplished this heart transplant that no earthly surgeon can do. In your baptism, he exchanged your heart of stone for a fleshly heart that beats with faith in Christ. He is both the author and the perfecter of our faith. And he not only creates that new heart, but he sustains it, even as we pray, cleanse our hearts. Not all in ancient Israel or today receive this new heart and spirit. They want to keep their hearts of stone. The Lord warns Ezekiel, but as for those whose heart goes after the detestable things and their abominations, I will bring their deeds upon their own heads, declares the Lord. This end-time justice and judgment reminds us that what we do in administering baptism of water in the Spirit and being mouthpieces of the Holy Spirit saves people from a devastation much worse than the destruction of temples, towers, or even nations. May the Lord who made these promises through Ezekiel continue to speak through your prophetic voices, delivering his Spirit which changes hearts of stone to be hearts beating with faith in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.